Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. I want to start by talking about when it's good to have a voice and when it's better to listen, say nothing at all, or use your voice to help others. Today, it's easier than ever to broadcast your opinion to everybody. Unfortunately, because of the way social media works, it's the negative opinions that get the most love. People love to complain or criticize. It doesn't take much effort, and it's an easy way to get likes. Every day, you're going to have a lot of opportunities to have an opinion. But you'll also have a few opportunities to use empathy and to lift up someone else. My challenge to you is to look for those opportunities. If we want a more positive world, it's our job to build it. Flex those empathy muscles. Like always, I'm asking you guys to take the harder road. Try to understand other people and find your empathy. Now, let's get today's tips. Do you suffer from pounding headaches or repeated migraines? You might have a new option that has other health benefits. New research suggests that fish oil might help reduce the severity and frequency of bad headaches. The scientists studied nearly 200 people who suffer from frequent, intense headaches, anywhere from 5 to 20 headaches per month. For 16 weeks, people were randomly assigned to one of two diets. Both had the same macronutrients and calories, but one group ate lots of omega-3 fatty acids. The high fish oil group consumed approximately 1.5 grams of omega-3 fatty acids daily from fatty fish like salmon and sardines. The participants who ate more fish oil suffered from fewer headaches, and they reported sleeping better, being less stressed, and feeling healthier. The researchers believe the positive results might result from increasing levels of a pain-relieving molecule your body makes from omega-3 fatty acids. We don't know if taking fish oil pills will have the same result, but in theory, the outcome could be similar. Eating more fish is likely to make a difference, not just because of the omega-3s, but also because fish contains various other nutrients that could be helpful for migraines. So if you suffer from bad headaches, it might be worth trying to consume fish 2 to 3 times per week. Or if you don't like fish, you can see if a quality fish oil makes a difference. Now, here's a fascinating study about how your mind influences your body. Research suggests that your perception of the healthiness of food influences how your body reacts to it. The study was a fascinating example of where the mind goes, the body follows. The scientists said participants drink either a high-fat and high-sugar milkshake, a low-fat, low-sugar milkshake, or water. Then they tested everyone's flow. Mediated dilation, which is a marker of endothelial function related to cardiovascular disease. In other words, they were testing to see how the different drinks impacted the health of the participants' arteries. Those who drank the high-fat, high-sugar drink experienced worsened arterial function compared to the low-fat, low-sugar milkshake or water. But the participants didn't realize it. Both milkshakes were identical. Both were high in fat and sugar. However, those who thought they were drinking a healthier version didn't experience the negative effect on arterial function. This adds to the growing research about the nocebo effect, which focuses on how negative expectations can influence physical health. This can work in your favor with food marketing. You think a food is healthy. Or against you when you're taught to believe that foods are bad or dangerous, when in reality, they're not. The study found that when participants thought the milkshake was healthier, even though they were still drinking a high-fat, high-sugar milkshake, their arterial function was similar to drinking water. This isn't to say you should be drinking milkshakes every day. If you consume highly caloric and high sugar foods repeatedly, it will negatively impact your health. But the poison is in the dose. By understanding that food is not inherently bad and building habits that help you eat well most of the time, you can prevent your mind from harming your body. Finally, let's talk about cardio. The best way to improve running is to spend more time consistently running. The second best way might be something you didn't expect. Recent research suggests that lifting heavy weights makes you a more efficient and faster runner. There was an old belief that lifting or getting bulky legs will make you slower, but strength and size are not directly related. You can build stronger legs and become better at cardio without adding too much masses. And that added mass isn't necessarily a bad thing either. In the study, runners saw the most significant improvements in running economy when training with 90% of the maximum weight and performing 1 to 4 repetitions. And that's not all. Plyometric training also provided additional benefits, although not as much as lifting weights. If you want to improve your running, focus on heavier weights, but don't do too many sets. Studies suggest you only need to perform about 2 to 6 sets per muscle group. Perform 2 to 4 times per week. And remember, there's no such thing as a quick fix. It will likely take at least 8 to 10 weeks to see the improvements. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission: to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.